Howdy do, buckaroos. We are back. We've dusted off all the machines. We've run a bunch of system updates. You wouldn't believe the amount of firmware involved. And here we are. Greetings from the Uncanny Valley. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me, as always, Don Melton. Party on, Don.
Party on, Garth. I'm so glad we have brought ourselves back online.
Oh, good heavens, yes. So it's been a minute. I feel obligated to take a second.
A minute plus 2 years.
I feel obligated to point out that if you've missed us on this show, but maybe didn't miss all of our profanity, you can hear Don and I crack each other up over on I Want My MCU TV, which is another podcast here on the Inconferable Network. And thanks to Jason for putting up with our nonsense not once but twice at a time. And as you may know, the current Disney Plus show is Ms. Marvel, and it's still in the air. So it's going to be a really interesting couple of weeks for Don and I.
We're going to be very busy.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get some
high quality television,
and we might end up with some whiplash. So if you hear us start talking about ancient Bengals, like, don't worry, we'll pull ourselves out of a subroutine in a minute.
Just run with it. Yeah. And I must say, this is harkens back to the old day, because for this episode, the intro to season 4 of Westworld, Kelly and I were texting back and forth. We did not text during the show yet, because there's not that many ooh-ahs yet. I expect we'll get there.
Oh, we will.
But we watched it simultaneously in two different states.
Yes.
And I don't mean mental states, because we're both insane. I mean,
that's, yeah. The, yeah. Yeah, we
of
share
the
that
50
mental
states,
state.
We yes. took up, there were 48 remaining that we were not in.
That's true.
So that was fun. And then we texted each other when it was over, and it's like, okay, bathroom break. Let's get to it then.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Yeah. And I will say, like I said, it's been a minute, but it wasn't weird to come back. I mean, we did have a little, we did have a moment of revisiting when we did the trailer discussion. And now here we are. Now, one thing I wanted to point out was the interesting, like, the poster and all the promo stuff I've seen for
the
show.
Are we starting the clock yet?
We have not started the clock yet, because I just wanted to point this out, because I thought it was
really
interesting.
I'm sorry, you're fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. The poster, yeah, you were talking.
Well, yeah, there's like a metal robot hand, like an armature. Like, it doesn't look like a hand. It, like, the fingers are sort of flat and stuff, and it's holding a skull. And then there's one coming from the other side that's dropping the little brain marble in it. And, like, the slogan for this season apparently is "Adapt or Die." So, anyway,
yeah, it's a human skull with a brain ball in it, but it's androids putting it in there. And the lower hand has the, you know, is holding the skull in the "Alas, poor
Yorick."
Yes. I knew him pose, and the upper one is like dropping a chip into a tank or something. I don't know. It is vintage Westworld creepy, right?
Oh,
that poster.
Yes.
So if you get a chance, if you just go to Westworld season 4 or search for it on that, just go to the Wikipedia page. It'll show you what the Adapt or Die poster is.
Yeah.
And if you get the chance after you, and by the way, if you have not seen this first episode yet, why the flying fork are you listening to Kelly and I?
That too.
Go watch the episode. But
yes.
Also, if you have the H, the B, and the O, or even if you have YouTube, you can watch the little take for the next episode and the behind the scenes for this episode, which is quite delightful.
Yes, I do like those.
I do like those. And they started doing those really almost every episode for the third season, right?
Yeah.
So
we've got a bunch of them. And as per tradition, for those who are perhaps familiar with us, first of all, hi, it's been a while, and we're really glad you're back. We're almost as glad that you're back as we are to be back, because, like, yeah, It's a whole thing. So you'll hear all about it when we get to the end of the season and get all sentimental in the final episode. So anyway, for those not familiar with the format, what happens now, because we're doing this immediately, is this is the reaction show. So we literally set a timer, which I'm about to do. It's 20 minutes for us to completely freak out about whatever it was we just saw. And it starts now. So, thing I noticed right off the top, well, not right off the top, because it didn't really happen until the end,
didn't freak out. We got to freak out.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You've noticed right off the top.
Well, when we got to the end of the episode, it was like there were things, like, so much of it was new, so much of it was different, which we get sort of every year, you know, or every season. It's a completely different thing in a fundamental way. And so we've got, you know, new characters who look familiar. We get another character who looks very familiar at the end. And we got Ramin Djawadi and his interpretation of Lana Del Rey's Video Games, which, by the way, is now officially my favorite version of that song, because I don't really like her. I'm confessing here on the show. I find that song really boring, but I was glad to find, hey, like, they're still doing that, because I, you know how I love that every time. So I was super jazzed to see that they were returning.
Did you pick it out from the music? Because I must confess, I probably wouldn't have noticed it if they didn't list it in the subtitles.
I heard it at first and I was like, oh, it sounds like they brought back Ramin Djawadi. I'm so glad. And then I'm like, wait, he's doing the thing. And then it took me like another lap through it to be like, oh, that's what that is. Yeah. So yeah. One.
Lots of familiar faces, yes. Familiar themes.
Yes. Black or white. I need you to choose.
Yes, exactly. And the not Dolores Christina waking up in bed every morning.
Yes.
That's not a callback. I don't know what is.
I loved her apartment, and, though. Like, the whole aesthetic there was very nifty.
Yeah. It was both nifty and off-putting as a Luddite who likes, you know, knobs and cranks and things like that.
Yeah.
Stuff disappearing and, you know, whatever. I'm not, like, overly fond of.
Do we know where she is?
Well, she's in New York City. I mean,
is she, though? Because we heard the guys talking around her.
She's in a New York City.
Okay.
But Evan Rachel Wood has been very clear that she's a human. She's not a host.
Yeah, this season, Christina is a human.
Is supposedly a human. So if she's there and we get the characters as they walk down the stairs, as she walks up, talking as if it's a park, and did you see that?
Because it's your first time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a callback to the, you know, the train rides, mm-hmm. Into town.
I was reasonably certain
first episode
those were the stairs that we were on was like to the subway, because it would just be a different kind of train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different kind of train, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I really liked
the other thing is,
yes,
this was a total callback to the first episode of the show in another way. There is an incredible amount of violence in this show.
Yeah.
They turned the violence up to 11.
Yeah.
For an intro episode.
And also,
very, very little. There was no sex. There was no titillation, no nakedness, nothing like that.
But also, it was binary. Like, we're going along, unbelievable violence, we're going along, like nothing happened, right? Like, it was either all the violence or none of the violence. There was no in between.
Good time to have out your black flag and those little sticky strips you hang up and hang in the ceiling in the corner. Because, oh God, I think for how many episodes we got here? We got eight. We got eight episodes this season.
Yeah,
that's, they're shortness again, but eight episodes I'm definitely going to be avoiding flies for the next 8 weeks. So.
Yeah.
For darn sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I like the cold open, as it were, with centered there in, obviously, the Las Vegas, and then around Hoover Dam. And by the way, I've actually been inside Hoover Dam.
Me too.
Years ago. This was right before 9/11.
Okay.
A couple of years before 9/11, and when you could actually get a tour of Hoover Dam, if they ever open it up again, I'm not sure that they have that room that they're walking down there. I've been down in that whole room. If you turn to your left as you're walking down that hallway, there ain't a room of high end servers, though, I can tell you that much. But it's a beautiful thing. But that cold open, you just knew that all the people except the man in the black that we were going to see, even before he said, you know, he gave him the two choices, you knew everybody's going to be dead, you know, by the end of the cold open. So that was little, you know, I don't want to quite see it coming that easily, but it was still cool. And it was still Westworld creepy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We got our patented Westworld creepy. And then I've only watched the title credits once because I haven't had enough time. I mean, we're literally talking after we both watched the episode and after we both watched the little
making
teaser for next week. And we got a bathroom break and we're doing it. We're doing the show live. We're doing it live.
So,
and so those credits, though, wow, those titles. I got to only watch them 50 more times, right?
Well, it was really interesting. I did back it up a second and try and watch through it again because I swear there's a fly on the piano.
Yeah.
It could just be the weird lighting of the hinge or something, but I swear there's a fly there. I really liked seeing the way that the other pieces have evolved over time. Like, you know, because we've had now, this is the fourth set of opens that kind of have like the pillars of the stuff that we're used to seeing, and then they've changed again. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The definition of the episode title, because I know this is a thing that you always are kind of on the lookout for, so I looked it up. Augury is like fortune telling, like divination sort of a thing.
Yes.
And that is, so I'm interested to see like how that ends up sort of actually applying. Partly because they released the titles for the first three episodes and the second episode is called Well Enough Alone, and I'm really want to know how that's gonna turn out. So
and I'm very curious about that. And by the way, you know, I was really surprised Jonathan Nolan did not direct this episode, but the person who directed it was the person who directed the second episode of the series back from season one, Chestnut, that introduces, William and, that's Richard J. Lewis. And so I think he's directed episodes every season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's directed episodes every season. So I expect to see him and maybe Frederick Toye back.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get them both back because they have a firm grasp of the weird that's required for this show. And there was a lot of weird. Obviously, we're introduced to
a very familiar looking human.
Yeah, very familiar looking human right away. And what's her deal? And I was going to go with the her being a writer and being accused by the person who falls to his death there towards the end of the story of fortune telling, of knowing the future. This fits into that and the sort of predestination. And then we get Tandy Wade Newton back as Maeve. And
so excited to see her.
But I'm kind of annoyed. We, you know, we have no Tessa Thompson as alt or evil Dolores Abernathy. Hey, Loris, we didn't see her. We didn't see her yet. We didn't see our friendly neighborhood Hemsworth yet. And we didn't see Bernard yet.
No, but
we got my man back. We got the handsomest man in Westworld, James Marsden.
We got two of our favorites.
Yeah.
We don't know, but they know, because when Lisa and Jonah were talking in the making of, they said, and so did he, like, they said, like, this is what's going to happen to Teddy, but it's so that he can come back. Like, we have a plan for him. So you're leaving, but it's not forever. And it was really funny to see, like, because not only did everybody who knew have to sit with it, but then they also had to sit with it an additional 2 years. So I was like, wow.
Three years, actually. It's been 3 years since the end of the second season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, for us, I assume that, you know, they didn't film it last week. So,
that's true.
So I was excited he came back. I will say I'm a little frustrated only because I feel like either they introduced a bunch of stuff or we didn't get quite enough information about any of it except the game thing. Where it felt like they were laying like a whole bunch of bricks at once, and I can't really get any shape out of anything yet. So it was kind of
Kelly.
Like,
it's not like you're not going to watch this more times before next week's
and
episode,
maybe,
right?
And maybe that snap judgment will change. But that's my warm take. It's not a hot take.
No,
that's my warm take. Is there's a whole like, and the thing is, it didn't feel like it was a whole lot happening at the same time. But then I got to the end, and I was like, It's lacking me, in, like I'm finding it lacking in some way, and I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe I will.
You know what's interesting to me about as watching the episode, I only hit a brief like 5 second backup at one time because I missed a piece of dialogue, which is why I turned on subtitles. It's like, dummy, turn on subtitles. You don't miss dialogue like that. And normally in a show, especially one where, you know, we're trying to fit in a recording, where, you know, it's a meta thing. We're having this show now.
Yes.
I'm worrying about when the thing ends. I totally did not hover over the player on my computer because I watched it on my computer. I didn't watch it on my TV on my computer. I totally did not hover and to see, you know, how much time is left. Mm-hmm. Right. I was just into it, and I realized afterwards, after I was able to go pee, certainly, because I'm old, but I had this well of energy, and it wasn't just the urine, obviously, this well of energy because Kelly, Westworld!
I know!
It's back!
And
even though it's confusing and annoying, it's back! So.
Well, like, previous episode ones have been confusing, but it felt like in a good way because I really, really wanted to know more. And this time I'm like, I want to figure out what the video game thing is, but I haven't gotten super into it yet. And maybe I just need to take another lap, like I said, and see if it settles with me a little bit more. Because it sort of felt like we didn't get enough time with anybody.
We got this deep in season two. Remember the season two premiere?
Yeah.
Which was just whiskey tango foxtrot.
The whole way down. Yes.
Yeah, the whole way down. And the second episode of season two was just something. And now for something completely different. We're going to do a flashback that doesn't make any sense. Like 30 years ago. And so that was season two.
Yeah.
Just putting, you know, the mind screws on.
Yeah.
So if they don't do that, that would be nice. But
I definitely appreciate the opportunity to keep up. I'm not saying they need to give me more stuff to think about.
No.
Let me be clear.
No. We're going to be watching the episode multiple times and cataloging what everyone wears in the background.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was hysterical, you know, because we got to match this up at the end of the season. I thought it was hysterical when they're in the restaurant. Christina's in the restaurant with a bad date, and she talks about writing the story and the dialogue for the NPCs. And obviously, if you're a gamer, you know, that's like, ha, 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 ha.
But, I'm not, and even I knew what she meant. So I was
excited,
like, oh, I know what that is. Yeah.
Yes. And so The thing is, though, we, because of the show, we actually care about all the NPCs. Those.
Yes.
I knew immediately seeing that. It's like, yeah, Kelly's watching this at the same time as me. She's totally got the meta on this one. I just knew in my head. I just stepped so out good. Briefly.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, although I was a little weirded out about all the conveniences, they're mobile phones. I got to have one of those. Those look fabulous.
Drop and it on also, the pavement and like, it's fine.
Yes. But I want to say, Evan Rachel Wood's outfit
was stunning. Was
it just stunning.
Yeah.
And just gorgeous.
Her
hair, the slightly red hair. Yeah. I just thought, I mean, that woman scrubs up really well after having been killed last season. So
and then killed and then killed. And I think then she got killed until she died from it.
Yes. Because if you get killed enough.
Yeah, eventually it'll stick, right?
Yeah, eventually it'll stick. So, yeah, that was good. I thought, you know, very few people do Tormented nearly as well as Aaron Paul.
Oh, yes.
He, you know, I hope they give him other things to do, but that was really good. And I just love his daughter, and I want to send her a present.
Oh,
just something
awesome, right?
Another bear. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, just so much. Good. So many cutes.
Yes, and I love
so many cutes with that kid.
I also really dug not having to spend more time in war in Westworld, right? Like, this is 8 years in the future, so... Like everything that they set up at the end of season three, that doesn't mean we won't revisit it, and that doesn't mean we're not going to get a very good idea of what happened time.
We got flashbacks from it.
I mean, and it's going to continue, right? Because we're going to find out what everybody was up to in the meantime. But I really liked that we sort of skipped all that, and now we're all kind of living in the aftermath of it. And, you know, it's just a bot trying to sell you a privacy subscription, like, was one of those, ha ha, ow. Kind of things like I can see that from here, and I was like, I bet those calls are going to start coming any minute now, right? So it was really novel to me that they jumped ahead that way and like went, all the fighting happened and we're going to tell you the story of having come out on the other side of that and doing, you know, doing whatever we're doing here. And I'm really curious, and I don't know if you noticed this, Don, but I think the guy who said the guy who was calling her the stalker, if I'm remembering correctly, like we know him from something else. Like we met him in Westworld, didn't we?
I did not. I did not recognize him. That does not mean I'm usually really good with faces, and I was kept trying to resolve his face to somebody from season one, season two, or season three.
Yeah.
And nothing. Now the guy who obviously who's leading the crew to kill Maeve, obviously recognize him. He's the colonel from season two. And so you know right away he's a host. So when Maeve goes at him with an axe, I didn't think she'd suddenly become, well, she is an axe murderer in a way when you think about it, but not that kind of axe murderer. I figured that she knew that she was like taking the head off of a host so she could get at its brain ball, and sure enough she was. So I recognized that one, but that guy who was accosting her. Now there's this scene, by the way, can I sneak into theory time here?
Yes.
I have two very interesting theories. One is, you know, when the guy attacked Christina, who is definitely not Dolores.
Right.
And he runs into the lamp and then somebody starts beating on him, mm-hmm. and then it disappears, and Christina is confused as to whatever it is. Mm-hmm. My theory of it is that who saved her was the unnamed guy who is not Teddy. Because I bet we back that up. But we back that up, and it mm-hmm. looks a lot like the backside of James Marsden.
Yeah.
Because that's one theory. I bet it's not Teddy or whoever Teddy mm-hmm. is now. The other is when we're doing that first walkthrough with Christina.
Yeah.
And we hear the homeless guy talking about, you know, does anybody else see the tower and stuff like that?
Yeah. Ooh, well, that's our time, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that nobody can see that tower.
Yeah.
That's if you're
what
in
I'm wondering
the,
too.
Yeah. If you're in this park, mm-hmm. this park maybe being all of New York City, I don't know. If you're in this park, you don't see the tower that Hey Loris is hanging out in.
It just doesn't look like anything to you.
Bingo. Thank you. All right, so we
got to wrap. We will dig in further, as we always do. We look forward to your theories. You can find us on Twitter at Westworld Rewind, which is where you can always find us. And we do keep an eye on that Twitter account. We've dusted it off, and things are looking good over there. So find us there, and you can tune in later for our in-depth episode. And we will talk to you again soon. Until then, be excellent to each other.